Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. In an energy market as complex and dynamic as Singapore's is now, it may be challenging for in-house teams across various industries like construction and IT to be able to manage their electricity portfolios in a cost-effective manner, which also helps them achieve sustainability goals in the long run. For more insights, we speak to Alan Jones, who is the CEO and founder of ACO Energy, for his thoughts on Singapore's maturing open energy market. Alan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, and it's nice to be here.
Alan, let's first talk about how businesses can ultimately achieve sustainable cost savings in the long run.
Well, I think that businesses can really only hit cost savings in one of three ways. They can avoid costs by not spending money that would otherwise spend. They can buy products and services at lower costs, or they can avoid price rises and higher costs. So I think in the long run, the businesses those are the only three options available to cost optimize when you're in a business.
Why should it be important for them, though, to, say, review their electricity contracts and better manage their electricity procurement?
Well, one of the things that then Singapore has a very dynamic electricity market where prices are changing. And for larger businesses, the Singapore government does a pretty good job for the residential and small businesses by providing pricing on and rate plans every quarter. But when businesses spend more than about 2,000 kilowatt hours, it's about $600 a month, their prices are individually priced every day. If you're always in the market to buy a product or service, say electricity, and if you're not aware of the price that you have to purchase, you can't buy well. So price awareness is really key to purchasing. And what we provide our businesses in Singapore is a service which helps them know their price of their next electricity contract, and or a service that manages that service on their behalf at a lower price than they can do it themselves.
And how do you reckon, as the open energy market continues to mature, it'll affect businesses?
Well, I think that it isn't going away. So it creates a problem for business. Beforehand, they had an easy solution that was a higher cost, which was buying from SP Power. Now we have a wonderful range of suppliers with a price which is constantly changing. And for every business who's more than 2,000 kilowatts, it's different every day. That's the problem. That's not going away. So really, the businesses have to grapple that new purchasing arrangement, particularly for those businesses, manufacturing or maybe F&B businesses or hotels that have a larger spend. That's a purchase that they have to make. And maintaining that price awareness or outsourcing that problem to someone else to help them buy at a lower cost, or alternatively, to stop price increases. So if we see that the price is going up for your next contract, you can actually take that price rise, confer the price rise out of the market by committing to a contract. And that problem is really not going away. That's a feature of the new dynamic market. And businesses need to have a solution to help them buy better and maintain that price awareness.
But it's not just about cost savings, right? We're talking about sustainability as well.
Well, that's the second part of the equation, is that we know that there is an increasing stakeholder pressure on business to have businesses have some stand on sustainability. And in fact, Singapore's leading the way in this internationally. It's now that the Singapore Stock Exchange has required every single SGX-listed entity to produce a sustainability report every year. So the government and the stakeholders and the market is asking business, what's your plan for sustainability? Now, businesses need to have an answer, and they need to be able to provide what the market's demanding of them at lowest possible cost. So the other thing that we provide help as businesses is access to sustainable energy, renewable energy, at the lowest possible price from international sources. So as we know, Singapore only has a very small amount of renewable energy on its grid, something less than 2% currently. And how does businesses then get access to renewable energy? And there's an international agreement that allows, they're called renewable energy certificates, that allow Singapore businesses to get access to the benefits of renewable energy on other countries' grids. And that's what we provide.
Alan, how else are you folks at ACO standing out from other players?
I think a couple of differentiators. We've been doing this for services in Australia for about, originally before we moved the business to Singapore here, for about 13 years. So we've got vast experience. I think we've done something like tens of thousands of contracts for customers. So we really do provide a customer-centric service. We're not here to promote a product. We're not here to promote a particular retailer's or energy supply. We really do, our business is helping our customers' businesses run more efficiently, run better. And as we say, if we can't help businesses make more money or reduce their costs and buy their electricity better, please don't use our services, because you know we can't help you. But we know that every day we have thousands and thousands of businesses use our services internationally, and we're here to help Singapore's businesses lower their costs. And that's what really stands out from our competition, is we're very customer focused. Our customers pay us. We're happy for them to challenge us. If we don't add value to your business, then you shouldn't use our service. And that's a simple message.
That's a noble endeavor though, Alan. What was the impetus?
Well, if you think of that, I was listening to a talk once, and it was about how Bill Gates got rich. People think that Bill Gates got rich by selling software. He didn't. Bill Gates got rich by giving away more than he received. And what Bill Gates gave away was the value of the software that he sold. The value of your software was always more than the cost that people paid for it. And that's why people come back to Microsoft even today to purchase that software. So with that idea, we're very focused on every business we engage with. We have to ensure that the value we provide our customers is much more than the cost. And what we've done over the years is to reduce our costs to our customers. As we've become larger, as we've automated more and more, I'm a computer scientist by background and a mathematician. And so as we've made our product more efficient, more streamlined, do our job more efficiently, we can provide these services to customers at lower and lower costs. In fact, their cost is less than a gym membership now for some customers. And we can provide this service to our customers, provide them value, and we know that they'll come back and use our service again and again. And that's our goal.
Alan, what's the outlook for the sector moving forward? Do you reckon it's been relatively pandemic impact free?
Well, there's two major trends, and I'll talk about two markets. The first is about business services. We view ourselves as providing value to customers. And so if you think about the macro trends in the market, whether they be using zero accounting for your online web services, when you're using cloud-based computing platforms for your outsourcing your ITs, whether you're using Zoom meetings to have face-to-face meetings, companies are continuing to use specialist and outsourcing services that are low cost to help them run their businesses. So that's the big macro trend in that space. And in the energy version of that, we know that renewable energy is going to be across our society more. And so businesses will need to have an answer for their sustainability plans, particularly larger businesses or SGS listed businesses will need to have that solution. So we think that's the macro trend. The macro trend is businesses using companies like ourselves, outsourcing specific problems to specialist companies to lower their costs. And we think that the energy market isn't changing its nature, and sustainability is going to be a more and more important topic for businesses in the future.
Alan, thank you so much for your insights, and stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
Alan Jones, CEO and founder of ACO Energy. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.